Welcome to The Marriage Fix, where Christian married couples allow God to repair their union. I'm James.
And I'm Katrina.
Coming to the tool shed. We come to you every week with podcasts on how to build a kingdom marriage. So tune in with your spouse and let them know that your union is about to be leveled up.
Here at The Marriage Fix, our goal is to shed some light on what really goes down in marriage.
That's right.
You'll hear our story, the good, the bad, and the light at the end of the tunnel. You'll hear how we overcame our struggles and how you and your spouse can thrive in marriage again. Yes, it is possible.
It is possible.
Right, babe? You're already encouraged because you're listening to our podcast.
That's right.
We want to inspire and empower healthy married couples out there to stay in their union. Remember the covenant you made with God, and we're rooting for you every step of the way.
That's right. And here's the deal. We are Christian followers. We believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, His living word, and the Holy Bible. Restoring marriages is our ministry, and you'll be hearing the word of God every single podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is James.
And I'm Katrina.
And you're listening to the Marriage Fix podcast. More people than ever are struggling in their marriage and making a lot of mistakes in the process. And on this podcast, we go over the word of God, what the scripture says about what we need to do to take advantage of this beautiful union that God has created.
Right.
All right. So how you doing, babe?
Oh, I'm so good. I am so good this morning. I'm so glad to be back for season two.
Yay. Absolutely. I know. And it's so fitting that our first podcast of the season is up on us coming from a beautiful wedding.
Oh, my gosh. So beautiful. We just got back in town. We were out of town for a lovely, lovely wedding, and it was just gorgeous.
Absolutely.
I'm not only in love with love, but I'm in love with seeing God's children come together in holy matrimony.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And the whole thing, just the bride walking down to the altar, you know, and the groomsmen, you know, the best men, all of them just looking sharp and at their best,
goodness,
just
so
ready.
Great.
You know, and the emotions of it all, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah. Weddings truly are beautiful, especially the God ordained ones. You know, weddings are always pleasing to the eye, right? Like they're always beautiful, the flowers and the bride and the flower girl and even the grooms and groomsmen. Right. Mm-hmm. It's just a gorgeous event. Good food. But when it's God ordained, it's just chef's kiss.
Absolutely.
And that's what we experienced. It was a very blessed union, a very blessed weekend.
Absolutely. And the Lord blessed it too by raining.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
Are y'all aware about the raining blessings on a wedding day? Yeah?
They're probably not. Yeah. They're probably not. Some are. Some isn't.
Yeah.
But I noticed the clouds when we was in the hotel. And I was like, it looked like it's going to rain. And it rained all the way up to when it was time for the bride to actually walk down the aisle, go to the church and walk down the aisle.
Oh, wow.
You know,
it's just gorgeous.
But, you know, the thing about it is that's what people wanted in the Bible. They wanted rain to bless their crops, their harvest and things like that. So when it rains on the wedding, that's God's way of blessing the union and saying He's in agreement with it and His appreciation for and His grace for it. So
raining blessings because rain nourishes the earth. Mm-hmm. And allows seeds to split and seeds and things to take root.
Absolutely.
And fruit, things to bear fruit. Just beautiful.
Absolutely.
And so that's what it was, a rainy day, but for part of the day, it did stop just in time for the actual ceremony and for people to, you know, traverse, you know, to and fro. And then it started raining again
later that night.
So we look at it like the Lord raining blessings on the union.
Absolutely.
So praise the Lord.
Absolutely. And again, the topic is so on point with that, you know, which is becoming one flesh.
Ooh.
And that's what we're covering on this podcast as the first podcast episode of season two.
1 year.
And, you know, the scripture is taken from Mark 10:7-9. And everyone who's listening to our podcast, they already know, our loyal listeners, that we take every podcast, and we have a scripture with every podcast, and we go over the word of God with every single podcast. And mm-hmm. so we really appreciate everyone who has been rocking with us, who's been waiting for season two to start. And those who started listening in the into the interim of us having a break and our vacation stuff, we appreciate you mm-hmm. and welcome, as we say, to the tool shed, where we give you the tools to repair, fix, or edify your marriage. So, mm-hmm. but before we go into the podcast, we always have an open prayer. So we're going to join mm-hmm. hands together in prayer. Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let this moment that we are in your presence be full of love, joy, peace, and we send forth your word in this podcast to those who have ears to hear will hear, and those who are lost that will be found, and to everyone joined in union with you as husband and wife while preparing to come to your altar to be wedded. Let them receive your blessings, your favor, and protection, that what you have joined together, that no man will put asunder.
That's right.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, honey.
Absolutely, honey. So what does it mean to you to become one flesh?
What it means to me when I think about becoming one flesh, I think about two things. Mm-hmm. Well, I think about intimacy. I'm just keeping it real. I think about like wedding night, you know.
Right.
And two, becoming one flesh. And I also think about just two, like the union itself.
Right.
Man and wife becoming one flesh.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's funny, man. That was the same thing that I thought, too, was sexual. Body to body, becoming oneness, joined together, consummation.
Yeah.
But in actuality, one flesh doesn't begin with our bodies. It begins with our heart. It begins with our heart. If you're trying to become one flesh, from fleshy desires, you won't become one or united. Mm-hmm. You become divided.
Wow. Okay.
But what it means to be united, let's look at a few things as we get into this. United, it means to be made one. It's when two things are so closely linked or attached that they act as if they're a single unit. And then joined. Joined is to put or bring together to form a unit. Okay. That's what it means to be joined.
Alrighty.
And so Ephesians 5:31-32 says, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church." Mm-hmm. So this verse reminds us that marriage was designed by God mm-hmm. from the beginning for a purpose. Mm-hmm. When God brought man and woman together in marriage, he was giving the world a picture of Christ and the church. Mm-hmm. So we are to love our spouses as Christ loved the church.
Okay.
You know, and this is a much higher calling than marriage of the what that the world offers.
Okay.
That the world offers. It's beyond commitment. Mm-hmm. It's beyond promise. Mm-hmm. And it's beyond vows.
Wow. That's so deep. Ooh, honey. I almost want to hear it again.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's much higher. It's a much higher calling to marriage and what the world offers.
Yeah.
It's beyond commitment. It's beyond promise. And it's beyond vows.
Nice.
It's beyond vows.
So where would it be? Where would it be located if it's beyond all that?
It's rooted in Christ. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And the marriage relationship is to be close. And the Bible's word for it is one flesh. Mm-hmm. We were created to have an intimate relationship with God. Mm-hmm. Thus, our relationship in marriage is to reflect the intimate relationship with God that he has with his people. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
So the thing is, if we are one flesh, then separation is impossible.
Right. That's real.
Right.
That's why the Bible verse, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's a few things that happen once we become one flesh. Again, separation is impossible. Mm-hmm. Right. The pain of our spouses become our pain.
Right. Right.
Right.
I mean, I feel you. Like, even when it comes to dinner, like us getting food, you know, we have pretty much the same palate with the exception of a few things. But those mm-hmm. few things can be pretty major. Like, I like things like level 10 spicy.
Right.
Like, you can seriously put a ghost pepper in my food and I would eat it. And you are the opposite. You
complete
don't like
opposite.
Spice.
Right.
So when we'll get takeout, I'll get my food. But then my husband might be like, oh, OK, well, you eat here. I'll just figure out, you know, something at home, or, you know, don't worry about me. You know, I'll get something before we get home. And I will literally lose my appetite because you don't have what you want. Like, I got what
right.
I want, but you don't have what you need and want. Mm. So I don't want to get anything. I don't want to get my food and I don't want to eat till you have yours. So my pain, your pain is my pain, babe.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I relate to that. And we will be kind of going through it like, okay, so where are we going to go? Like, you know, where are we going to go and go together? That way everything's in sync, mm-hmm. you know? But yeah, so, you know, and the harm of one sin becomes harmful to the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you become one flesh and our needs must be met together.
Mm. I feel that.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so we know truly that living as one in the flesh, that's how it works,
mm-hmm.
you know, but working together, you become one flesh and this takes time.
Right. Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I forgot, like I'm a huge golfer. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Yeah. I haven't played in a while, but when me and my dad would go out and play, there's so many different levels to it, mm-hmm. right? You have different, when you have the clubs, right? They all have different purposes.
Yeah, and that's what you tell me.
Yeah, so you have your long game, you have your, what they call long game, short game, and putting game, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, you can have your long game working perfectly,
mm-hmm.
and then your short game is just struggling, but then you're putting good, you know? A good day is when you have everything working.
Okay. All three.
All three working.
Okay.
Some people go out and play and they will have nothing working. And
yeah.
then sometimes
oh, wow.
they'll have one thing working. They're putting good, but yeah. everything else is horrible.
Are those the days that dad gets mad?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So it's kind of like that with us becoming one flesh. There's so many different moving parts to yeah. our relationship and to our lives that mm-hmm. sometimes we don't have all things working.
Right.
But the more we work at it, the more we do become one flesh.
Nice.
Right? Right. Working together. You know, but how are couples not becoming one flesh today?
Oh, golly. How are they not becoming one flesh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we could mention the obvious: unfaithfulness, divorce. You know, you have the married couples who are legally married on paper, but they're to completely living separate lives. They could even be in different relationships.
Right.
They're not living in the same house. In some instances, not even the same city. Now, legally on paper, they're still married, but they just abandoned their union, which is so unfortunate. You have those situations. But on a less obvious level, I mean, those are the obvious blatant forms of not being one flesh.
Right.
But let me think of some more subtle ways of not being one flesh. It could be not seeing eye to eye on things,
okay.
as far as finances, or maybe as far as how you like things with the house or the kids, or mm-hmm. even, you know, really spiritual beliefs. That can be pretty complicated as well.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. You know, and the world kind of pulls this particular things apart, you know, like you were saying,
mm-hmm.
you know, one of the main things is that they do, which causes a lot of this stuff is that, you know, they say your body is your own
mm-hmm.
and they use it to treat yourself
mm-hmm.
as you
treat
see fit,
yourself.
You know, as you see fit,
yeah.
you know, it also lures you away from being united from home life,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the name of freedom,
right.
independence.
Right.
And what you deserve,
uh-huh.
you know, a lot of it is really to focus on self.
Right.
Right. And that's right. what I was saying before about the division is that they're focusing on self and not really focusing on actually being a unit, right?
Yeah.
Those two don't really go together.
Excuse me. Yeah. And, you know, if I can add really quick, that's mm-hmm. so interesting that you say that, because I don't believe people realize, you see, as Bible believing Christians and as believers, we are the Holy Bible is our guide to life. And mm-hmm. what it says about union in the Bible, you know, and we understand we're talking two people coming together mm-hmm. and that's not always a cakewalk, but there are resources and there are such as, you know, you and I as being marriage coaches, there are resources and there are tools prayerfully in the kingdom that you can turn to and safe spaces you and your spouse can go to mm-hmm. to get the healing you need and get the things that are needed, whether it's deliverance, whether it's coaching, even counseling or anything right. of the like, which I do believe coaching is better than counseling, but that's another topic.
Right.
For me personally, I digressed a little bit. I don't think a lot of people realize that to please the self. Okay, so what does the word say? The word says you become one flesh.
Right.
What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Becoming one flesh, you are a union, which is our topic for this podcast. Mm-hmm. Well, what is the opposite of that? Division. Okay, so what can sow a seed of division is focusing on self, being selfish, self-centered. And do you guys realize the mantra, not mantra, but well, yeah, the saying mm-hmm. of what is it called? Do what thou art wilt.
Right. Yeah.
That is a satanic saying.
Mm.
Okay. Satanists, people who worship Satan, Lucifer, who believe in Luciferian doctrine. That is their motto to life. To please the flesh. It is the opposite of what the Bible says.
That's good.
It is the opposite. It is serpentine, which is, I don't want to go over you guys' head. It's a serpent spirit, which that just means wicked. The serpent. The serpent is what tempted Eve in the garden. Mm-hmm. The devil has no new tricks. He's still doing the exact same tricks that he did in the garden. Okay.
Absolutely.
So to please yourself and to give to yourself and your flesh and to worship your flesh and to put your flesh first is wicked. It's evil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is opposite of what the word is, because when you do that, what seeds are you sowing? You're now sowing division in your union because you're doing the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I wanted to add.
That's good.
It's probably a little weighty. Good. I know, you know, but I want.
No, that's good. I love it. I love it. Because when you started talking about Adam and Eve and the sin, you know, they were in union. So that individual sin calls them to sin as a union,
right.
as a unit.
Right.
And it talks about this in 1 Corinthians 12:26, where it's talking about the church as body, you know, and it says and whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored and all the members rejoice with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's telling you right there that we are one. And what happens in one is what we suffer or rejoice in.
Mm, ooh, that's powerful, honey.
See?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we that's, again, becoming one flesh.
Right.
And so we need to look at how this all happened in the first place. We became one through Christ.
Right.
We became one through Christ. Now, if we also look at Corinthians 1 through 1:20, says, and God purposed that though of him all things should be completely and reconciled back to himself, mm-hmm. whether on earth or in heaven, as through in him made peace by means of the blood of the cross.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. And then Ephesians 2:13-16, this is a lengthy one. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can read it.
Okay.
but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away through the blood of Christ have been brought near, for he is our peace. He has made us both Jew and Gentile one body, and he has broken down, destroyed, abolished the hostile dividing wall between us by abolishing in his own crucified flesh the enmity caused by the law, which is decrees and ordinances, that he from the two might create in himself one new man, mm-hmm. one new quality of humanity out of the two. So making peace and to reconcile to God both Jew and Gentile, united in a single body mm-hmm. by means of his cross, thereby killing the mutual enmity and bringing the feud to an end.
I love that verse. And I'm still like digesting it even after all these years, but I love it. One new man, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So again, this is what we're saying when we mean as Christ loved the church, mm-hmm. right? It's this dividing, becoming one, two separate becoming one, mm-hmm. right? And it all happens through this, right? So this is what we do when we marry, when we become one. In Ephesians 2:12, right? It says that you were at the time separated, living apart from Christ, excluded from all parts in him, utterly estranged and outlawed from the rights of Israel as a nation, and strangers with no share in the sacred compact of the promise, which no knowledge of or right in God agreements with his covenants, and you had no hope, no promise. You are in the world without God. All right.
Right. Amen.
So this is where we're at. So married couples don't have to live a separated life to have an unsuccessful marriage. This is why the world warns us about being unequally yoked, like right. you said earlier.
Right.
If you're unequally yoked, you can't come together. Mm-hmm. You can't come together. So without you both being in Christ, you have no union.
Right. Because your union is in Christ. Christ is the center.
Mm-hmm.
Is the center of the union.
Exactly.
For sure.
And again, the world wants to recreate marriage. Mm-hmm. They want to recreate it on their own terms, mm-hmm. how they want it to be and all that kind of stuff. Right. And so this is why we see marriages really falling apart, because they're not becoming one flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Biblically.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
Right.
So what do you think about that, honey?
I think it's right on point.
Right on point.
Right on point. Definitely gave some gems like we always do.
Absolutely.
Some things to walk away with, some things to chew on, digest, and even study for our listeners.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, you know, we here at the Marriage Fix, you know, we do give you scriptures. We give you food. We give you things to go back to your Bible. To read the word for yourself. That's and all right. that. We're not just going to sit up here and just tell you what we think or anything like that. I mean, this is a Christian podcast.
That's right.
And we are believers of Jesus Christ. And I will profess that again, telling you what this is. And again, this isn't for everyone out there that it is, but this is for Christians.
That's right.
Right? Because we are trying to do the Lord's work here. Because the Lord had blessed us with the beautiful, beautiful union.
Yeah.
And I love and appreciate you. I love the fact that we have become one flesh and we continue to stay one flesh, work on it, be in the word, and give everyone, you know, things that we come up with being the word and what we work on, things we overcame and things like that. So I appreciate you doing this podcast with me. And I love what we do for the kingdom, and I love what we do for each other.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate you having me as part co-host for it. I love it. Thank
Absolutely.
You. And we don't do any ear tickling here either. Just like what my hubby says, you know, we don't tickle your ears. We give you the word, and we give you guys the truth. And, you know, if it's something that not everybody wants to hear, you know, then, you know, we just do encourage everyone and every believer. And even if you are not a believer, listen, and you stumble across our podcast, open up the Word of God, open up the Bible, and the Word is living. It is living, mm-hmm. and it's breathing, and it will speak to you. And there
Absolutely.
Are lots of people who started reading the Bible for non-spiritual reasons. They started reading the Bible for intellectual reasons, just as a book, as you would read a book. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit hit them as they were reading, and now they are some of the most, and have become some of the most powerful Holy Spirit filled
warriors in Christ.
Yeah, warriors in Christ. Mm-hmm. Some of the best ministries that has ever been around. So yeah, absolutely. We just encourage you guys, just like what my husband says, go to the Word. We gave you guys plenty of food, and we don't tickle your ears on this podcast.
All right, awesome. All right, well, with that, we really appreciate you listening to the Marriage Fix Podcast. If you have not subscribed, do so now. Yes. That way you are alerted every time we have a new episode. And we really appreciate you, and you have a blessed week.
And yes, and also do check out jamesnance.coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got a lot of goodies on there, you guys. We have a lot of different tools on there. We don't have to give it all away, because we want you guys to go there and see what we got for y'all after this podcast. After you like and follow this podcast, and after you binge listen to all of them, go to jamesnance.coach.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we will see you hopefully next week. Yes. Lord prevails.
Yes.
And again, have a good week. Stay blessed. Bye. Subscribe to our podcast.
Have you heard your favorite topic yet?
If not, stick around. We might cover that next.
So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss it.
Proverbs 11:14 says, "Where no counsel is, the people fail. But in a multitude of counselors, there's safety."
Let us become one of your counsels in this life of marriage.
There are many voices talking from the world and from a life of singleness.
Don't let your legacy fall into the hands of unwise counsel.
How will you know? By the Word of God.
Turn your marriage around and create the marriage God has for you.
Subscribe now to The Marriage Fix.